From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with Sam Gleaves. No stranger to Red Barn Radio, Sam was born and raised in Southwest Virginia. He performs innovative mountain music with a keen sense of history. Appearing with Sam are Linda Jean Stokely and Deborah Payne. Stay tuned to hear the music and stories. Sam Gleaves, coming up on Red Barn Radio.
My Dixie darling, listen to this song I sing beneath the silvery moon with my banjo right in tune. My heart is ever true. I love no one but you, my Dixie darling, my Dixie dream. Way down below the Mason-Dixon line, there's where the honeysuckles are entwined. There's where the southern winds are blowing. There's where the daisy's growing. Girls of the north and gay finery, twirling around in society, singing songs of Dixie darling, where I long to be. My Dixie darling, listen to this song I sing beneath the silvery moon with my banjo right in tune. My heart is ever true. I love no one but you, my Dixie darling, my Dixie dream.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council. Creating a great American city inspired by the arts.
I'd walk the miles to hear you sing like you did in old Mesa Springs. March wind blow my blues away on the sunny side to stay. Go down south where the living's easy. Time moves slow and the cooking's greasy. People might talk, we live freely in our Dixie dream. My Dixie darling, listen to this song I sing beneath the silvery moon with my banjo right in tune. My heart is ever true. I love no one but you, my Dixie darling, my Dixie dream. My people, they'll want to meet you. 10 minutes time, they'll want to keep you. Then we can all spend the evening telling tales when they're leaving. I'll sit with you in the old porch swing. Listen to the nightbug sing. The quiet, it says everything in our Dixie dream. My Dixie darling, listen to the song I sing beneath the silvery moon with my banjo right in tune. My heart is ever true. I love no one but you, my Dixie darling, my Dixie dream. My Dixie darling, my Dixie dream.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm your host, Donald Mason, and I'm glad to be here for Red Barn Radio's 465th performance. We are coming to you from the Performance Hall at Arts Place here in the great city of Lexington, Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio welcomes Sam Gleaves. Born and raised in Southwest Virginia, this performance is in anticipation to his upcoming CD. Please welcome tonight's guest, Sam Gleaves, and his friends Linda Jean and Debbie Claire.
In its wake you stand, one hand on the guitar strings. I believe I hear the noise of wings. With a voice that runs like rivers all across a barren land, all God's children going to heaven, and you're one among the band. An angel in the ashes is never out of place. Sit down where the bullets fly and sing Amazing Grace. one day when we all wake up, I hope it won't be long. If I hear your sweet, sweet voice, then I'll know I've made it home. When all the roses in the world turned up at your feet, who knew what you had in store? The one-way ticket could have been yours. But the silence needed breaking, and the broken need a song. So you stood up right beside them, landed right where you belong. An angel in the ashes is never out of place. Sit down where the bullets fly and sing Amazing Grace. One day when we all wake up, I hope it won't be long. If I hear your sweet, sweet voice, then I'll know I've made it home. Feel clouds swelling, smell the coming rain. I set my head between my knees. There's a gentle voice that comes to me, and it lingers right beside me, and it trembles just the same. Oh, and something like a song starts to run in through my veins. There's so much wrong, you don't care to say it. Take out your guitar and play it. Do what you came to do, sing the people through. One day when we all wake up, I hope it won't be long. If I hear your sweet, sweet voice, then I'll know I've made it home.
Here's Red Barn Radio's host, Donald Mason, speaking with Sam Gleaves. Here's Donald.
You are no stranger to the Red Barn stage, and every time it is this bright affair. Tell us a little bit about Sam's travels in the past couple of months.
In January, I went down to Nashville, Tennessee, to record these songs that I've written. I've been working with a woman named Kathy Fink, who I admire tremendously as a musician and as an activist, and as a human being and a mentor. And so she's been very generous in volunteering her time and producing this record. And so that was great. We were in Nashville for a whole week recording in a home studio there. It was real comfortable, real great. And this great cast of people came in to help us out, which was a big thrill. And I signed up to be a member of the American Federation of Musicians Union so I could record with those people. That's been good for me since. Gosh. Coming up, I'll be at the Apple Shop next weekend in Whitesburg, Kentucky for the Seed Time on the Cumberland Festival, which is always a great time. You can look that up online. The Cowan Creek Mountain Music School is coming up later in June in Letcher County also, which I love. It's a great community-led, community-serving music week for Letcher County. In July, I'm going to teach at a workshop called Common Ground on the Hill at McDaniel College in Westminster, Maryland. So that's a few things.
So you're spreading the love a little bit beyond Appalachia. You talk about these support systems. In music, sometimes it's kind of frustrating when you might have a song or an idea, or you really want to get into the studio and you may not have somebody that helps you. And then when you get there, you know, you may lack encouragement. How is the process of when you are making this album and this heartfelt, you know, music, how do you have other people help you get to the end of the road?
Well, all my teachers along the way have been just like family. I got started playing music when I was about 12 in a barber shop in my home county. A fellow named Jim Lloyd, who was also the barber, taught music lessons to a lot of young people there and still does. And he just took me around with him everywhere, to all the fiddler's conventions and every gig he played or wherever, and let me be introduced to this, immersed in this music. He didn't have to do any of that. You know, he was trying to give back what had been given to him by his mentors. I had a similar experience with Sheila K. Adams, a ballad singer from Western North Carolina, who did similar thing for me, right up to recently with Kathy Fink, and a lot of people along the way, Michael and Carrie Klein from West Virginia, too many to name. But the important thing is that they care enough about this music to take time with young people and see that it gets passed on.
If I was a preacher, I'd ask in Jesus' name for God to love all children and no one be ashamed. I'm asking you good preachers to lead your church with grace, for if God had made you different, you could be in my place. In my God's Bible, you can read it all. One who loves another, they have fulfilled the law. And when the hate is spoken, this I know is true. Do unto others as you'd have them do to you. Do unto others as you'd have them do to you. If I was a politician, I would not turn and run. I'd know the rights I'm giving belong to everyone. I'd listen to my people and represent them all. If I was a politician, love would be my law. Consciousness is building to make this country proud. We'll fight for our freedom, I believe I feel it coming now. When the hate is spoken, this I know is true. Do unto others as you'd have them do to you. Oh, do unto others as you'd have them do to you. Oh, do unto others as you'd have them do to you. Unto others as you'd have them do to you.
Good preachers. Two good preachers right over there. Three, oh my gosh, in a row.
You're working with Kathy, who's an activist, and obviously with some of your songs, you really speak what's on your mind or what's on your heart, and
I can't help it. I wish I could.
Well, it's a good thing. In this type of music, do you feel like you have more of a license to be able to kind of say that and support it with great music behind the words, as opposed to if you were kind of in another genre,
yeah,
so to speak?
Well, traditional music has a real lineage of people speaking their mind. I mean, talking about working people's issues, women's issues, African American people's issues. I mean, in America, we have a great history of resistance through music, and in all cultures, you find that. So I'm proud to be part of that lineage. I try to address current issues that I'm passionate about. You know, I can't talk about everything, but I can talk about what matters to me. It just happens organically, I guess. You believe something, you write about it.
I was born here just the same as you. Another time, another day. I'm sure the good Lord took his time
made each of us just this way. I walk beside you step by step, and it never crossed my mind that I would grow up one of the different kind. That didn't stop me from chopping the wood, scraping my knees like all boys should, going down to the creek in the noonday sun, wringing out my shirt when the work got done. First things first, I'm a blue-collar man with scars on my knuckles, dust on my hands. Probably wouldn't have ever known I've got a man waiting on me at home. To tell you the truth, I don't want to fight, just want to say one thing outright to you. Ain't we flesh and blood all through? And ain't we brothers too? I took a job and worked right by you, walked down in that hole beside you. Thought I heard some whisper sound, got found out, word got around. I got made out for something I'm not, called everything but a child of God. Didn't mind to show it out in the parking lot. So I cut my coal with my head hung down, just like a stranger in my own town. Got bitter day by day, went home every night with the mess they made. First things first, I'm a blue-collar man with scars on my knuckles, dust on my hands. Probably wouldn't have ever known I've got a man waiting on me at home. To tell you the truth, I don't want to fight, just want to say one thing outright to you. Ain't we flesh and blood all through? And ain't we brothers too? Tell me I'm not a man enough to set foot in that mine. Go on and tell me that once more, to my face this time. To tell you the truth, I don't want to fight, just want to say one thing outright to you. Ain't we flesh and blood all through? And ain't we brothers too?
Just joined us. Tonight, we're with Sam Gleaves on Red Barn Radio. Celebrate the music of Kentucky.
Well, let's talk about who is here with you tonight. We've got yes. Linda Jean with the Stokely.
How are y'all doing?
And then we've got Deborah Payne or Debbie Clear.
Yeah. I put Sam up at my house for a little too long and he got comfortable. Started calling me Debbie Clear.
Support.
Tell us a little bit about playing with Sam and how you all came to Sam's path.
Be careful.
Well, I just love him. I met him about 2 years ago at the at a Red Barn Christmas special, I think 2 years ago. And I walked in with my friends Stephanie Jeter and Montana Hobbs, and we were here to play as the local honeys. And we got in here, and Sam likes to say that he smelt us before he saw us, because we're all very liberally perfumed women. And I think we were talking bad about somebody or something, I think is what he likes to say, but that could never happen. I don't care. But I'm so privileged that he asked me.
Same to you.
I don't know when I first met Sam. We both have played with the Berea College Bluegrass Ensemble. So we played at different times, but that's part of the musical community that we've been a part of. And I think one of my earlier impressions of Sam was how old his soul is for being the age that he is, and can sing songs that no one younger than the age of 80 really has in their list of music that they, you know, some people sing pop songs and Sam sings old ballads because he's an old soul.
You're running wild. How long can this go on? You're leaving me alone and running wild. You're always gone. My love you never share. It's more than I can bear. Stop running wild. You'll settle down someday and find I've gone away. You'll think of what you've done while running wild. I can't go on. You'll have to choose the way. You'll have to go or stay. Stop running wild. Settle down someday and find I've gone away. You'll think of what you've done while running wild. I can't go on. You'll have to choose the way. You'll have to go or stay. Stop running wild. You're running wild.
This is what we tell the engineers. Well, okay, so I can admit that I stole part of this song from an old traditional song called East Virginia Blues, the chorus. And both the melody and the lyrics come from the East Virginia Blues. Sort of like the Stanley Brothers did it. They were from Southwest Virginia. And the rest is my own, I guess. My own mess.
I can place you by the way you talk. You hear the music in your heels. Just like any raised right southern boy, you don't tell everything you feel. I don't need to know much more than that. Long as I've been knowing you, two Virginia boys can fall in love. I reckon that's just what we'll do. In my heart, you are my darling. At my gate, you're welcome in. At my door, I'll always greet you. You're the one I long to win. Love me like you loved that other time that you find in those old songs. And I will love you with a tender line. Hope that I can come along. I'll remember you at close of day. Hope that you will come around. It's a familiar and gentle way you and I can settle down. In my heart, you are my darling. At my gate, you're welcome in. At my door, I'll always greet you. You're the one I long to win.
Those eyes and ears have seen and heard a lot.
More than I'll say.
So you're from Virginia.
So I'm from the southwest part of the state of Virginia, which is real confusing. But I'm from Wythe County, a small town called Wytheville. The Gleaves family has been there since just after the Revolutionary War, so it's a long history there.
I never get that quite right.
Wythe County. Yeah, it's strange. It's spelled with a Y, but we say it like Wythe, like I'm with you.
Yeah,
people from there say Wooful. Woeful or Wytheville or, you know, I mean, there's all kind of dialect.
You're coming here to Kentucky, and obviously something here, I know Berea's got a great environment there for the traditional music, and it's an artisan town. What is special about Kentucky that keeps you rooted here?
I came to Berea College in 2010 to visit the campus and see, I mean, my college application process was a hot mess, big shambles. I was not into that, you know, as a high school senior. So I came to Berea College to visit, and I heard the Berea College Bluegrass Ensemble at a banquet thing. And that's directed by Al White, a dear friend of ours and a real mentor as well. And I heard them, and I was like, oh my God, you know, what's going on? This is a great band, you know, what's happening here? And then someone told me that you could be in that band as a class. You could earn credit for playing in that band, and I thought, I'm going to come to Berea College. You know, that's all I need to know. And that's all I knew. I swear it's all I knew. And I came just for that. And Al called me on the phone, and we talked a little bit about it before I got there, and I went to his office and auditioned. You know, I played with that band for 4 years and went to everywhere from Norris, Tennessee to Yatsugatake Highlands of Japan, West Cork in Ireland, all kinds of places. Had a lot of good fun and good learning from Al White along the way. So that was a big part of what reeled me into Berea. And Al's in-laws, the McLean family band, you know, lots of them are there.
They've had their fingers on every single bluegrass program in the country, actually. So if you want to get a bluegrass education, you have to go through the McLeans.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Berea is a great community that people that care about each other, that care about a lot of the issues that I'm passionate about. Lots of them are here tonight. I mean, what, you can't beat them. Look at them, they're right here. And so I do love living in Kentucky.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Sam Gleaves, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with Sam Gleaves after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.